to the old me, scared and unseen. You're the reason I built this dream. Now I speak so others thrive. Turn my scars into sound. I come alive from the ashes of the breakdown. I don't run, I rise, won't back down. This is keep it real, keep it purpose bound. Every word a step, every truth profound. We don't heal in silence, we fight with grace, softness and defiance, lighting up this place.
Welcome, welcome, welcome. This is Edna J. White, and this is What About This? This is your destination to hear amazing things about real live people telling us about real life and their real love for life, business, and family. So today we have Melinda Epstein. I want to tell you about her because I met her over a year ago, and we were at this, I don't know, it was a cooking networking thing, and we kind of got burned out of that because we weren't supposed to be in there cooking, not us, but the chef. And we met, and we had this amazing time, just a couple of minutes. And I will tell you, she actually sent me this. She sent me a card way before we were supposed to be on, and it says, let's root for each other and watch each other grow. And one of my favorite pictures, I don't know if I look like
that. I love that picture.
One of my favorite pictures, I think this is one of my kiddie times, when I'm, because I was thinking about something childlike, and I love it, and I just wanted to show you, this is exactly what she does. She brings us together, businesses together, but she's going to tell you all about that. So Melinda Epstein, take it away.
Thank you, Edna. Thank you so much for having me on. This is awesome. I am in business. I am actually an insurance broker.
Mm-hmm.
My day. I've been doing insurance for 30 plus years.
Okay.
And I'm a licensed broker, so I work for someone. I work on their business, but I also have some of my own accounts. And as I said, I've been doing this forever. And I was looking for a way to appreciate the people that trusted me with taking care of their insurance needs and thanking people who referred people to me or people I work with. And I stumbled upon this relationship marketing system called Sendout Cards,
mm-hmm.
which is a fantastic system that you can use to not only on a business level, but on a personal level too. There are tons of stories of people who reunited with family members just by sending them a simple, you know, heartfelt card. But I was looking for exactly that. I wanted a way to say thank you and show appreciation.
Mm-hmm.
And I started using this system about 3 years ago, still working, you know, my full-time job, which I do. And I cannot tell you the reaction. You have that card that I sent
you. Yes. I was like,
you know,
I was so shocked. So shocked.
People don't get real mail anymore, right?
We get emails.
We get junk mail. We get, you know, messages, messenger messages, text messages, emails. But to get something in the mail that's personal.
Yeah.
So, you know, it touches your heart.
It does.
It comes from my heart.
Yes.
It's just, you know, how I am. It has made a huge difference in my business.
Mm-hmm.
It's helped me maintain clients that I have. It's helped me get referrals from them because they know that I'm thankful and grateful for their business. It has kept me in touch with people that I haven't seen in a million years, like high school people.
Wow, that's great.
That event that we went to, mm-hmm. the chef.
Yeah.
Remember him? The yes. chef that was at that event? He was fantastic. He's a DJ chef.
Yes, I remember.
I asked him if I could take a picture of him, and I asked him for his mailing address. He looked at me like I was crazy, and I sent it to him, and he was floored. He was absolutely floored.
Oh, that's
floored.
So and nice.
Well, he actually did, during the pandemic, he was doing drive around around in his area, doing, you know, playing music in the streets.
Oh, that's so nice.
I caught a picture of him from Facebook doing that, and I sent it on a card to him, and I thanked him, even though it's not my area. But
right.
I could tell how he was making people happy, and I thanked him, and he was just so touched. So it kind of goes along. You and I were talking about our lives and the paths that our lives have taken, especially the past year. It goes along with all of that, with especially the past 4 or 5 months, and what's going on these days.
Yes.
Share kindness, to put a smile on someone's face. Obvious business, pluses.
Yes.
You know, when you use this, because you're competing against someone else for a speaking engagement.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you send a card to say thank you.
Right.
Maybe throw some delicious brownies in there, something like that. You know, they're gonna remember you.
Yes.
It makes you stand out. But even more so, more of what I've been doing lately than using it for a business has been just to try to touch people and thank them. Anytime I see someone I know that has a family member that's a police officer, or you know, a relative that passed away, or anything, I touch them just to, you know, tell them that, you know, I thank them for what nurses, doctors, thank you for what you're doing. Because regardless of anything, these people have been through very tough times.
Absolutely. Kindness goes a long way.
Right.
Goes a long way.
So this whole business opportunity with this system has given me new life, I guess you could say. I've always been the kind of person that worked, you know, a full-time job. Even in college, I worked 2 part-time jobs. I went to college full-time. I've always worked.
Mm-hmm.
I've always done something. So I'm not the kind of person that goes to work and goes home at the end of the day and, you know, puts my feet up and watches television. It's not me. So I always was looking for something to do. This supports my insurance business.
Right.
But it also has allowed me to grow a business on my own that I know I will have, you know, forever, because I will always grow. But it's also touching people. So it's I guess, satisfying that need in me to make other people happy and make them smile.
Right.
And it's building and growing, and I've shared this with other people that have decided that they wanted this business opportunity as well. So it's just an all-around amazing thing that I found, and I love. And I love working with people, businesses, and showing them how they can, you know, get a big return on their investment. And it's easier, right, to keep a client than it is to find a new one.
Oh, absolutely.
Right? Keep them by, you know, making sure they know how much you appreciate the business, because they could go somewhere else, especially in this world, right?
Exactly. And I like the way that you have a business that's simpatico with what you're doing. That's important. You know, having a business and doing activities and, you know, giving to the community, it all has to work in tandem together. And that's a beautiful thing. Many people don't realize that, you know, especially when we get side businesses, it's got to be, you know, I don't know. It seems that it's always out of the ordinary. And then when you say, well, does that kind of blend with your skills? You're using your skills that you've learned along the way. You're using your love of what you do. And you're actually branding that and creating the flow for money on a regular basis and the flow for money on your side business. So it all kind of works together. And I love when that works, because it works for me. I love it, you know. I think it's a universal thing, especially when you start getting genuine with yourself and you start, like, you know, all things starts opening up and like, wow, I can really do this and do that. And without a hitch, it just happens. So that's a really good thing. So how can we get involved in that?
Somebody sent me a card.
Okay.
About 3.5, 4, maybe 4 years ago.
Oh, okay.
Someone I met networking, because I had just started networking maybe about 5 years ago.
Okay.
I hadn't been doing it before that. And they were involved with this, with Send Out Cards, and they sent me a card and brownies. And I have to say, if you're a brownie fan, they have best brownies in the world. And I said, this is exactly what I wanted, exactly what I was looking for to be able to send to my clients.
Mm-hmm.
And I reached back out to the gentleman, and he never answered me.
Right.
So I let it go for about a year. And then
wow,
I
said, a whole year? Wow.
Yeah, I just said, you know, all right, you know, I couldn't figure it out on my own. I gave up. I just let it go.
Mm-hmm.
About a year later, someone else brought it up, and I said, that was, you know, I saw that. I loved it. I want to figure out how to do it. So they sat on a phone with me for about an hour one night.
Mm-hmm.
Just going back 3.5 years ago, and I figured it out, and I signed up immediately. I created an account, and I started, you know, sending the cards.
Nice.
And it kind of coincided with when I really, really started networking a lot for my mm-hmm. insurance business. And I was still kind of new at it, and someone mm-hmm. I met said to me, and it was like a smack in the face, I know a million insurance brokers. What makes you any different?
Whoa.
And I was like, what?
That's a great question.
You know,
okay, yeah, I know. Yeah, it's great.
We all know
mm-hmm.
coaches. We know,
yeah.
you know, life insurance people. We know realtors. I know a million,
mm-hmm.
you know. So why do you pick one over someone else, right?
Right.
So what makes you stand out? So it's either you and I. When we met a year ago,
mm-hmm.
there was something that, there was some kind of connection.
Yeah.
There was something.
We didn't know what it was. So we were like cracking up laughing. I don't even remember what we were cracking up laughing about. I think it was just like, as soon as we met each other, I was like, what are you doing? What is that? You know, and then all of a sudden, come over here. It was
right.
great.
But
it was
you
great.
Know, it could be that, right?
Yeah.
It could be that just instant. You don't know what it is, that
yeah.
connection.
Right.
Or it could be like, well, you're just like every other insurance
right.
broker I ever
mm-hmm.
met, or every other, you know, realtor I ever
right.
met. What's different about you?
Right.
So, you know, it took me back, and I said, well, you know, I don't really know what's different about me. You know,
mm-hmm.
what makes me any different? I, you know, I'm honest. I work hard. If you're good where you are, I'll tell you to stay there. You
mm-hmm.
know, I don't know. And then it coincided with finding this, and I said,
right.
well, I really, you know what? I really do. I appreciate
yeah.
when people trust me with an important decision,
mm-hmm.
like their insurance for their business. I'm grateful when someone says, you know what, Melinda, call my friend. They need your help.
Right.
You know, they gave my name, not somebody else's.
Right.
You know, and I want to be able to show that and share that. And it's made a world of difference.
Yeah.
In my business, but also for me, as you and I were talking about,
mm-hmm.
it's been a year of a lot of changes for me.
Mm-hmm.
So this ability to do this with people and for people
right.
and for businesses has just changed my life.
Right. Because now you're able to give your heart now. You're not concentrating on one thing. And you know, it's important to know that as we go through things, we know when something's wrong. We really do know when it's off. And if we have to think about it all the time, it really is not something we're supposed to be doing. It really isn't. And, you know, we've been through, you know, I really want to have another conversation with you about what we just talked about prior to this video. Because it was really good, guys. It was really, really good. You'll hear it one day soon. But it's important to know that who you are, you know. And we talked about women, us as women, we become nurturers and we don't stop nurturing. And even animals stop nurturing after a while. We tend to be morph into whatever we're doing. If it's our children, we morph into that. If it's our husband, we morph into that. We don't become our own selves. And one thing my friend used to always say is, men never give up. And I'm not badging men, not at all. Men never give up their friends and their friends' time and their time with their friends. We're the only ones that do that. So that could tell you something. But that mimics animal life. If you think about it, it mimics, exact animal life. The lions don't get involved with birthing the children. They just, like, lay there. They hang out. You know, they really do. They just, like, chill. Like, and then
tell me when it's over.
Yeah. You know, oh, yeah, that's great. If I don't like them, I'm getting mad. Get them out of here. You know, the whole nine. But we don't do that. We succumb to that. And even the lionesses, when they know it's time for them to go, especially if they're male, they let them go. You gotta stay a little longer, you know. And it's important. We want to have this women's talk, because this right here, what we was talking about before, we're going to have this conversation, because we need to have this women's empowerment. Because we hear the good stuff about women, you know. We hear, I guess, you know, you can do it, that kind of stuff. You can do it because I did it. I was divorced. I was with someone I didn't like. I was this and that. But no one fills in the in-between. Nobody fills that in. And then when you hear the in-between, that's what makes you go on more. You know, that's what makes you move forward. I like what you were saying. I really do. I think that you're doing a markup job. I might have to consider what you're talking about with your business as well. I might have to add that to, that's a really, I mean, when I got this card, I was like, wow, we didn't even meet yet. You know, we didn't even get on yet. And it's only 15 minutes. You know, I'm like, you know, I felt like a star. Wow, this is really great. You know, but no, it was
special.
Really,
it's
it makes you feel special. And that's, what's the card system again?
It's called Send Out Cards.
Send Out Cards.
And actually, if you want to try it, or anybody wants to try it, send me a message, and I'll send you a link that you could do the first card on me. It's on
me. And how do they get involved?
Easy.
How do they get involved? How do they call you? How do they email you? How do they get in touch with you, with your business?
The best thing would be to either text me or call me.
Okay.
And my number is 631-974-9503.
Okay.
The best way to do it. Best way to reach me.
So you heard that.
I could give you my website, but honestly, I'd rather have the conversation and send you, you know, I could send very quick under 2-minute videos for you to see what it's about. And there's a link right in there that you can go in and send the card for free.
Okay. And do you have a Facebook page that can join for your insurance or this, just anything that they can join and hear about you?
Of course.
Yeah, sure.
I have my regular personal Facebook page, but I have a, I don't do much with my insurance on Facebook.
Okay.
I didn't find that it really did anything for me. I do it on LinkedIn. It's just my name, Melinda Roth Epstein. I do have a Facebook page with M-E, my initials M-E.
Okay.
Or just to follow me on Facebook or send me a message and
Sounds good.
I'll add you in, but it's a lot of fun. It's a lot of fun.
Sounds
feel good.
So if you're a real estate agent, a life insurance agent, if you want to get more customers, if you even landscaping, if you want to get more customers, anyone that wants customers, want to form relationships, talk to Melissa. No, I was talking Melissa.
Melinda.
I know. Melissa. Melinda Epstein. Melinda Epstein. I will never forget the last name, so I just want you to know that. I will not forget that. Melinda Epstein.
Sometimes that's not a good thing. Right now, these days, it's not a great last name. But.
Okay, I'm not going to forget Melinda at all. So contact her. This is Edna J. White. We're signing off. Melinda Epstein is signing off with me, and we're saying see you next time.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
If you're a podcast host, listen up. This one's for you. My name is Allie Jackson. I'm the host of Finding Mr. Height, a dating and relationship podcast that I've been doing for 4 years now, sharing my positive and practical approach to dating that's built on my own life experience. And I wanted to share another experience that I've had, my secret behind monetizing my show. It's called Red Circle. And I was just telling my colleague about how much I love their platform. With Red Circle, not only am I getting a seamless hosting experience, but I also love the support I receive in ad sales. It's not just typical ad sales either. It's targeted opportunities based on my show and my life. And the platform is super simple. You just set your preferences and Red Circle matches you with sponsors that align with your show. You can vet every opportunity and their platform gives you great analytics. More recently too, my Red Circle team has brought me opportunities outside of my podcast on social media to really augment the podcast partnerships, bring them full circle. I just can't recommend them enough. If you want to give it a try, go to redcircle.com to get your free trial. That's redcircle.com for a free trial.